KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A Super Cub airplane is flying over the vast green, mostly treeless landscape of northwest Alaska near Nome. Biologist Sarah Hensley is aboard, using a VHF radio receiver to locate collared moose. She's tracking young moose to gain insights into the future of the overall moose population in this region. Antennas mounted to the wing struts pick up signals transmitted from their radio collars. The strength of the beeping signal enables Hensley to home in on the moose.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A day after announcing he'd make a decision on action in Iran within 2 weeks, moments ago, President Trump said communication lines are open. Taking reporters' questions a short time ago, Trump was asked about Iran's request that Israel stop its strikes.
I think it's very hard to make that request right now. If somebody's winning, it's a little bit harder to do than if somebody's losing. But we're ready, willing, and able, and we've been speaking to Iran, and we'll see what happens.
Meanwhile, European leaders held talks in Geneva today with Iran, which later said it's willing to continue diplomatic conversations about its nuclear program. However, Iran also said it would not negotiate with anyone, including the U.S., while under attack by Israel. The Israel-Iran war is in its eighth day. The head of the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog says that it appears Iran's most fortified nuclear site is still untouched by Israel's bombing campaign. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports he also warned against further attacks on nuclear sites.
Speaking before the UN Security Council, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said that Iran's most fortified uranium enrichment site appears to remain untouched by Israeli bombs. The site is located south of Tehran inside a mountain, and it's known as Fordo.
The agency is not aware of any damage at Fordo at this time.
The head of the agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, also warned that bombing nuclear facilities in Iran has led to, quote, a sharp degradation in nuclear safety and security in the country. The only bombs that could reach Fordo are giant bunker busters owned by the U.S. Trump has said he will decide in coming weeks whether American bombers will enter the fray. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The National Guard troops stationed in Los Angeles in response to immigration protests will remain under President Trump's power for now, after a federal judge asked both sides to submit more briefs in the case by Monday. Marisa Lagos of member station KQED reports.
Last week, U.S. District Court Judge Charles Breyer sided with the state and ordered the president to return control of 4,000 National Guard troops to Governor Gavin Newsom. But an appeals court blocked the order hours later and followed up Thursday night by rejecting several of Breyer's findings. The appeals court wrote that the president likely acted within his authority when he invoked a rarely used legal provision to deploy the troops. However, the panel did not address one of California's main legal claims, that the president's actions violate an 1878 law that bars using the military for domestic law enforcement purposes. Breyer's now weighing arguments on whether he has the authority to modify the appeals court ruling based on that law. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.
The Dow's closed up 35 points to end the day at 42,206. The S&P was down 13. NASDAQ was off nearly 100 points. It's NPR News. New York City Comptroller and Democratic mayoral candidate Brad Lander has returned to immigration court to observe federal immigration proceedings. 2 days ago, he was detained as he confronted federal agents who were trying to take custody of another person during their immigration hearing. Today, Lander was seen escorting someone accompanied by agents.
A proceeding that bears no resemblance to justice, in which none of them were given an opportunity to speak to the credible fear that they have of persecution if deported back to their countries.
The Trump administration has warned it would hold accountable anyone who tries to prevent ICE agents from doing their jobs. Today marks the summer solstice, the Northern Hemisphere's longest day of the year. NPR's Amy Held reports for much of the eastern half of the U.S., the first day of summer is also bringing extreme heat.
On the summer solstice, the Earth's tilt is at its most extreme, toward the sun, making it the brightest day of the year. With roughly 15 hours of daytime in the U.S., depending on location, and marking the start of summer, that for tens of millions of people is coming in hot, thanks to a heat dome. Starting this weekend, going into next week, record-breaking heat indices are forecast around 100 degrees. The risk of extreme heat extending from Chicago to Washington, D.C. As the planet warms, heat records are falling more often. Meantime, in England, Saturday morning, revelers will see the sunrise into the heart of Stonehenge, marking the solstice, as people have done for millennia. Amy Held, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, east winds 35 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, becoming south 20 after midnight, seas 10 feet. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, east winds 30 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 10 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, south winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers, mainly before 1 p.m., highs near 48. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, showers likely mainly between 7 and 10 p.m., then rain after 10 p.m. Lows around 46, southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday, showers likely mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with highs near 49, south winds around 15 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 4:52 a.m. at 9 inches, a high at 10:52 a.m. at 4 feet 4 inches, a low at 3:56 p.m. at 1 foot 11 inches, and a high tonight at 10:37 at 7 feet 2 inches. Your sun rose at 6 o'clock this morning, and your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 27 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSTP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Stevie Winwood will start us off this hour with the Morning Side. And then the Culture Club with Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? After that, Traveling Wilburys with Rattled.
You meet every kind of person.
Coming up now, little John Mellencamp with Lonely Old Night. After that, Depeche Mode was Stripped. Then Rick James with Give It To Me, Baby.
To the bone. Let's go home. that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funk is stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funk is stuff. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me your stuff. That sweet, funky stuff.
Coming up next, Eddie Grant with Give Me Hope, Joanna, and public service announcement after that. Then we have some of the Kinks with Natural Gift, and the Wild Boys with Duran Duran.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to
KSDP Radio,
830 AM Sandpoint,
88.1 FM on Translator,
K201DA,
King Cove, Alaska.
See that girl walking down the street? She looks like a prima donna. She's a star in her head and the world's at her feet. She looks at you twice and your heart skips a beat. She didn't learn it at high school or from a class in magazine. You see, she's a natural. She got a natural gift. You gotta rise above your stupidity. You're dumb, but don't give in. You gotta rise above your station. Discover what's within. And with some luck and dedication and some careful manipulation. Everybody needs some inspiration. Everybody needs some motivation. Mix it up with some imagination. And use your natural gifts. You got natural gifts. You got natural gifts. Potential deep in your mind. You don't have to know about the nuclear physics to know all the formulas and vital statistics. You don't have to be an intellectual. You don't have to be a scientist to use your natural gifts. You got natural gifts. Yeah, you use your natural gifts. You got natural gifts. You gotta stop this depression you're in now. Stop this emotional rift. You need a psychological lift now. Everybody needs some inspiration. Everybody needs some motivation. Mix it up with some imagination. And use your natural, natural gift. Bad people, mad people, bitter people, scared people wanna put you down, keep you in your place. But you got a chance to break out. You got a chance to get out, get out. And use your natural gifts. You got natural gifts. Yeah.
They tried to break us. Little more Virginia Way, Disco Beat and OJ. I've always liked DiMaggio and Rockney's pretty cute, you know. I could never whack a ball with such velocity. Jacqueline, Kate, and Farrah, Meg and Roddy, John Travolta, Governor Brown, and Linda, Interview and People Magazine, Miss Rona, and the Queen. It must be really frightful to attract publicity. I do the rock myself. I do the rock. Carter, Begin, and Sadat, Brezhnev, Deng, and Castro. Every day negotiate. Closer to disaster. Idi Amin and the Shah and Al Fatah is quite bizarre. I could never get the hang of ideology. I do the round. I do the round. I do the round.
That's Tim Curry with I Do the Rock. Now we have Yaz with Situation. The Men Without Hats with the Safety Dance. And that should just about take us to the top of the hour right there.
Thank you. Never gonna lose it, everything. outright. I say we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well they're no friends of mine. I say we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making a chance.